Yeah.
Hey.
Hello? Michael?
Hello.
Michael?
Yes, sir.
Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing? How's everything going for you?
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. I was excited to get to talk to you. Where are you?
I'm on Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan.
Camp Leatherneck. And what time is it there?
The time is 17:30 in the afternoon.
Okay, so that's, if I'm doing my math, that's about 5:30 in the afternoon. Is that right?
Right.
And so how's your time over there been going?
Pretty smooth. It was a whole lot busier than what I thought it would be. Definitely love the command. You stay busy out here and just you actually get to see your hard work in action out here on deployment.
And what is your job? What do you do?
I'm a flight equipment technician.
You work with helicopters?
Negative. That's C-130s.
C-130s. Well, I'll be darned. What kind of do you work 7 days a week? Do y'all ever get any time off, or do you just work every day?
Oh, it's every day.
And
never,
how long?
Don't ever get any downtime out here.
And where's Camp Leatherneck in the Helmand province? Where is it close to?
Correct.
Okay. So it's in the Helmand province. Is it big enough that does Camp Leatherneck ever come under attack?
I'll say it's definitely not the safest place in the world. you definitely have to stay on your toes because, you know, this is still a combat zone and everything, but.
Okay.
But the threat is always out there. That's a never-ending thing.
Do you always have your weapon with you, even when you're working on the C-130s?
At all times.
Wow. Danny told me
never
you've made sergeant.
Your sight.
Danny told me you've made sergeant since you've been over. Danny said you've made sergeant since you've been over there. Is that correct?
Correct. I got promoted on the 1st, October 1st.
Great. He also showed me you've earned a college degree while you're in the Marine Corps.
Yes, sir.
And,
I think my official graduation date was July the 28th.
Wow. That's quite an accomplishment to do that and be in the Marine Corps, too. What time does your day start there, usually?
Usually I come into work at around midnight. Sometimes I have to work a little bit later than scheduled, just depending on what's going on, the flight schedule, because, you know, we basically just work off that because I'm here to help keep the birds flying, missions going so they can do their job. So,
wow.
It fluctuates from time to time.
What about the food there?
Food's pretty good. I've never had any complaints about chow on deployments. Definitely don't have any complaints.
Do they actually fix hot meals, or you have meals for those MREs?
A little bit of both. They did. They don't have middle of the night chows, so
right.
One of mine is usually the MRE, but the rest of them are all hot chows.
I see. And how long have you been there in Afghanistan?
I've been out here just a couple of months.
Okay. And how long was your deployment?
It's really one of those things that's still kind of up in the air. You never really do know the exact time frame that you're going to be gone.
Right. And
you always know roundabout, but you never know for sure when you're coming back.
You've been to Iraq too, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
And is this your second hitch in the Marine Corps or still your first?
This is my second combat tour.
Second combat tour. How old are you?
25.
25. What year did you graduate from LCHS?
2006.
I see. And what do you do on the C-130s? Do you just help with maintenance? Do you have a specific job that you do?
My specific job just deals with the air crew equipment and safety and survival equipment.
And I know everybody in Lake County is really proud of you, how well you've done and where you are. Well, I'll be glad when you get home, too.
Me too, sir.
And do you have anything you want to say to everybody back in Lake County?
Well, of course, you always miss them being over here. And just makes me a little bit more proud of where I came from and how much I appreciate all the help from the people that have helped me growing up. The older I get and the more things I do, that's always like motivation to keep me going, keep my goals set high. If I accomplish one, I'll raise the bar and try to accomplish the others. Always trying to achieve greatness, and I just have outstanding role models back home to follow up and have something to live up to.
Wow. Well said. Well, Michael, it's great to talk to you, and I hope to hear from you again sometime, and I'm going to get you on the front page of the Darrell Lake County Banner and make sure one of them makes his way to work to Cap Leatherneck. You take care of yourself, and we miss you.
You too, Mr. Evans. My pleasure.
All right. Thanks, Michael. Be safe.
You too.
Bye.